This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by LongPineAuto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, prices are falling on new Silverado models in stock during Chevy truck season. Get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 with heated leather bucket seats, V8 engine, and more, and get $8,500 off MSRP. And we have Silverado Customs, LTs, RSTs, Trail Boss, LTZ, and High Country models too. Pass the gas pumps at a Chevy Blazer EV or the 2024 Equinox EV. Come see our best inventory in years at Long Pine Auto Plaza or visit us online 24/7 at LongPineAuto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KVOA News Time, 8:33. Newsmaker 2 time today. Katie Hines joining us talking about the Cassidy Flint Hills Festival this weekend.
Katie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us here today. So how is the preparation going here for the Flint Hills Festival here this weekend?
Everything is going really positive. I think everybody's locked in and ready to enjoy a good, fun weekend.
Well, let's talk about the host of activities that Cassidy will be presenting to those who stop by. Katie, when do things get started?
Well, we start the parade off. The parade's going to kick us off first thing at 10 a.m., followed by the skeet shoot out at Fox Lake here. And then we got activities the rest of that day.
You're talking about activities. I'm looking at the flyer here. You've got a range of stuff, from photo booth to kids' games. Dunk tank is planned, and I have to ask you and prod you a little bit more about that barbecue contest.
Oh, please do.
What? Okay, talk a little bit. How many teams are you hoping for, and what are the rules of the contest?
Well, I am not 100%. I can't give you 100% accuracy on the information on that. But we're hoping from 10 to 20 contestants.
Okay.
They're going to be doing the judging and stuff by 4 p.m. That's Kyle, the president of our group. He's actually going to be overseeing all of the barbecue contest, but it's great to have all those guys come up. It's a great time. Everybody's having fun, giving each other, heckling each other, and it's just a good time and fun time to see.
So the barbecue will start at 9, judging will going at 4. What's the mud run all about, Katie?
Well, that was something. We are so excited about the Mud Run this year. Cassidy used to have a festival way back in the 80s and 90s. It was Prairie Chicken Festival. And we used to have a Mud Run then. And that kind of went away. And as we were trying to bring this festival back to town, back to life of Cassidy, that was something that we'd always wanted to bring back because it was such a fun time. And finally we were able to do that. Cody Casper is actually helping make that happen for us this year. Contestants are arriving at 10 to get signed up, and that kicks off at 1 p.m.
So can you, I'm assuming you can sign up all the way through, up until just before start time at 1 o'clock?
Yes, I believe so. I know that, gates open at 10 a.m. to the contestants. There will actually be, the burger joint in El Dorado,
we'll fill in the gap later. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Absolutely. My goodness. I just lost that for a second.
That's okay. It's a Monday. Well, let's talk a little bit about the evening activities because, boy, you've got a ton of stuff here with the gun raffle, and it sounds like there's a dinner, a special dinner that's going to be at least some of the things helping to close things out Saturday.
Absolutely, yes. We will have two different drawings for two different rifles. And then the dinner, it's free will donation. We're having pulled pork and all the side fixings that go along with a good pulled pork barbecue. We just want people to come and have a good time. And as soon as the dinner's over, we're going to be having a dance that starts at 7 p.m. The Trent Criswell Band will be coming and having fun with us. And all the raffle drawings will be being called out and drawn during the dinner. And so, yeah, we are hoping that everybody comes out to have a good time.
Tell you what, yeah, if you drop by Cassidy, all this activity is happening this Saturday, September the 28th, the Flint Hills Festival. So if you drop by any time during the day, it looks like you're going to run into something fun to do, right, Katie?
Absolutely. Yeah. Please come out and have some fun.
And then you have the concert wrapping things up. What has it been like for you, Katie, to as you mentioned here, try to get this festival reorganized, revitalized, and really to put this out here for Cassidy and really the Flint Hills in general?
It's been really exciting. I remember as a kid, the festival that we used to have here, and it was just nothing but fun and good time and memories. And that's what we want to bring back. We want to try to detach people from, let's just be honest, social media. I've talked to so many parents all the time, and that's one thing that they wish that they could get. You know, kids are just addicted to technology, and this is something that detaches people from that. We want to bring back a good old-fashioned fun festival again where people can just intermingle with one another and have a genuinely good time.
Well, it sounds like you've got that set up.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got that set up. Anything else, Katie, you wanted to bring up here about the festival or things that are happening in Cassidy these days?
No, I mean, this is what we have been striving for a while, and we've been able to make it a reality. I mean, it gets better and better, every year. And so we're just hoping to continue on this fun family-filled event and hope that everybody can make it out.
We do, too. Katie, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much for helping us get this out there.
You bet. Have a great day and have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Katie Hine talking about the Cassidy Flint Hills Festival, Chuck, all day Saturday.
All right. And want to let you know that, we only have one interview in the 8 o'clock hour here today. That is not going to be the case at least for tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday, and it may not be the case for Friday either. So busy 8 o'clock hours are ahead. That includes tomorrow with the Newsmaker 2, Gina Sheevy talking about the final Front Porch Jam of the season coming up on Saturday, plus a Newsmaker 3 as Sacred Heart students come from school over to our campus talking about the upcoming Mexican Supper.
The Mexican Supper must be near, huh?
It is early October, and it's going to be fabulous.
All right, Mexican supper time, Sacred Heart students. This is a tradition when we get the kids all jam-packed into our Roger Hartsook interview room.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a blast.
And they talk about the annual Mexican supper. Talk about rich history.
Mm-hmm.
That sure has it, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Yeah, rich history, great food, great way to get people together. Can't ask for anything better than that.
All right, that's tomorrow morning, our Newsmaker 3 segment. 841, cloud cover, 57 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The man accused of plotting to assassinate Republican nominee Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last weekend has a hearing set for today. And ABC's Jim Ryan says prosecutors have compiled a document detailing Ryan Routh's activities.
A letter Routh left with a friend months ago began, "Dear World, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump." The note appeared